You're listening to the Moms Working Overtime podcast, the community of women you've been searching to find for so long. We bring together our mamas in waiting, brand new moms, stay-at-home moms, working moms, and the moms who maybe just have a little bit more experience than the rest of us. We're all here for community, support, and finding ways to show up better for our families each and every day. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope you love what you find on today's episode. Welcome back to the Moms Working Overtime podcast for your Monday pep talk, mamas. I'm always so happy to have you here, and I hope you look forward to these episodes. I've been having so much fun with the Moms Working Overtime podcast lately, just with lots of things happening. We launched the video format, a video version of the podcast, which is live on YouTube. Last week's episodes are posted and ready to go, and everything moving forward will be shared on that platform as well. But also some things have been happening behind the scenes just in regards to different affiliations that we may have with the Moms Working Overtime podcast and different guests that I have planned in March and April, and just some really fun guests that I never want to spill the beans because I want you to get excited as they get posted, but some really fun people will be coming on the podcast just for some great topics, some variety, and still just keeping it focused on, hey, as moms, we want to show up a little bit better every single day without the pressure of being perfect, because no one needs that on their plate with everything else that we juggle in motherhood. And I get that. More than anything right now, newborn phase, y'all. Okay, so it's funny because I'm doing the video format of the podcast now. And so if you're watching on YouTube, you can see me, you know, it's the first video where you're seeing me, my hair is just tied back. We've got a little bit of makeup on. I put mascara on today, okay? But it's Hot Mess Express over here on the video format. And the reason for that is Mondays are my busiest day of work in my business on purpose, right? Let's just get this over with in the beginning of the week. So it's always pure chaos, pretty long day on Mondays. And there is no extra time for anything. I'm telling you, on Mondays, I usually forget to eat lunch. I did stop and eat really quick while Lena was napping earlier, but she threw up in my hair, spit up, not threw up because there is a difference in motherhood, but she spit up in my hair at about 9:30 this morning. I had her up on my shoulder while I was typing on my laptop, and I was burping her, and I heard the sound. You know the sound. And I'll be honest. So Carter was a total super soaker baby. He spit up every single time he ate, usually for about 2 hours after he ate, which means we had this safe zone time window of like 30 to 45 minutes between feeds where we could do tummy time and things, and he wouldn't just completely spit up everywhere. So with Carter, I was always on edge and expecting it, but Lena doesn't spit up hardly ever. I can probably count, I mean, it's no more than 5 to 10 times since she was born that she spit up on me like that. And so I don't throw a burp cloth over my shoulder anymore because I'm just, you know, you get used to it and I count on it not happening, and sitting there working and it totally happened. So y'all who are watching, I didn't wash this hair. I don't have time to wash this hair. We ran some water through it, combed it out. I can smell it. It's going to be in my nose the rest of the day until I shower tonight. But I tell you all that because that is real. That is real motherhood. And I know that those of you that are in the trenches of newborn phase have probably had a moment like that where you're just mortified that you have spit up all over you, or a blowout that happened and it happened and then a million other things happened. It's been an hour or 2 hours. You need to change that shirt, girl. Like, you've been there. So I'm there right now, and I'm still going to come hang out with you all and just be completely transparent, completely real. And it is perfect in line with today's podcast topic, which is the mom bod. Okay. I don't know about you all. So we're Chiefs fans, and Patrick Mahomes got some major heat right before the Super Bowl when it came to his dad bod. They posted a photo of him. The media had posted a photo of him with his shirt off, and everyone was getting on him for the dad bod. And I loved his response because he was like, I have two young kids, like, give me a break. And that's the reality of the season that we're in sometimes, is sometimes we don't have rock and hard abs or the perfect butt or, you know, those perfect arms, and things just aren't feeling super confident, and that's okay. But today we're going to talk about the mom bod, because what I find is warmer weather is approaching in a lot of areas of the country and everyone's starting to shed layers. You know, you feel more comfortable with those extra added pounds when you can put a hoodie and sweatpants over them. But now we're starting to shed layers, thinking about swimsuit season. And as moms, we start to get really self-conscious because of this expectation. We feel like we're supposed to present ourselves a certain way. We're supposed to look a certain way. And I feel you on this. Okay. Like I said, this season of life I'm in is so, so, so humbling. And I know y'all know what I mean by that. And so a little backstory for those of you that maybe didn't know me before I started podcasting, don't know me personally, is we've done two back-to-back pregnancies in this household. Okay. Pray for the Hellman household, my amazing, amazing husband. But we got pregnant at the end of 2021. And so I was pregnant most of 2022. We had our first son in September. And 3 months after he was born, because my husband is a crazy person, we were both crazy, but he's a crazy person. We took on buying a house, and it was one that we completely gutted, redid the floor plan, all kinds of stuff. Not we, he. I'm not even gonna give myself much credit. I did a little bit, but nothing substantial. So he completely gutted it with the help of some family and friends, and we completely renovated the house 3 months after Carter was born. So yes, we are nuts if you have not figured this out yet. We were living in my mom's spare bedroom and moved in when it was about halfway done. Don't move into a house that is halfway done when you have a newborn. I don't advise it for anyone. I have a friend who's actually finishing up going through the process right now, and I'm like, I told you it was awful. But we moved in, still had plywood floors in the majority of the main area. It was complete chaos. And we finished the house about March of 2023, March of last year. We finally got to a point, I wouldn't say finished, but we got to a point where things, all the big things were done. If you've ever renovated a house by yourself, played the little fixer-upper game, you know, Chip and Joanna for a little bit, that was us, then you know what I mean. The big things were finished. We were good to go at about March. Well, guess when we got pregnant with Lena? March 2023, which, by the way, it can happen way faster the second time. It took us a while to get pregnant with Carter, so we thought it would not happen that quickly. Well, surprise, surprise, we were pregnant again. And so then obviously I was pregnant, had Lena in January of this year. It has been years in a row of just pregnancy and chaos and stress, and it was not kind to my body. I talk a lot about how motherhood is a ministry. Motherhood is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice I am super proud to make. Don't ever get that twisted, but it's still a sacrifice. And that's why I tell you all, like, this experience is hard and all of that is valid. It doesn't mean it's not a blessing. It's not a privilege, right? So that's what we've been through. And I will tell you, I'm not feeling hot mom summer. I'm not feeling super confident in my body right now. I'm not feeling excited to be in a swimsuit or shorts, or the fact that most of my closet still doesn't fit right. And that just makes me so frustrated. My body's been through the ringer, and our bodies as females aren't made for quick turnarounds. Just so you know, if you are in the trenches of postpartum, if you're in the trenches of having young children, our bodies weren't made to bounce back the way society likes to act like our bodies were made to bounce back. In fact, between pregnancies, the minimum recommendation for a female body between pregnancies is about 18 months from delivery to the start of the next pregnancy, to that conception date. And I can tell you, mine wasn't 8 months. It was like six. And many of us, even we start thinking about that next child when our little one is a year old. Like, there's such a quick turnaround, and society just expects us at the snap of a finger to bounce back from all of that. It's really, really hard on our bodies. And so when you think about getting back to being confident in yourself again, when you think about hot mom summer, I think sometimes our expectation is a little bit unrealistic. And what I don't want is for those feelings, that lower self-confidence, that being a little bit more uncomfortable in your own skin, I don't want that to keep you from still doing hot mom summer things with your kids. And I can tell you, me being 2 months postpartum now, about 8 weeks postpartum, actually almost 9 weeks postpartum, and not feeling super hot mom summer is not going to keep me from having hot mom summer with my kids. And while I'm a huge advocate for taking care of your body, this episode, I'm going to teeter a little bit on the other side of things, because if you don't know, I'm a wellness coach is what I would call it. I used to say health and fitness, exercise, nutrition coach, things like that. But really, I focus more so on mindset and wellness and everything with the mamas that I work with one-on-one. And in that journey, we talk about overall health. We talk about nutrition, we talk about exercise, the importance of taking care of your body. I believe that taking care of your body is the best way to show love to your body. And while there are stages of motherhood where we're just in a different focus, and I understand it's not always the top priority, there are stages of motherhood where it's harder to take care of yourself. I want to preface this entire podcast by saying I do advocate that the best way to love yourself is to take care of yourself. And so I think that taking those little steps every single day, just like you do here with your focus on your overall motherhood journey, is important because your health is important. If you make your health a priority, then you will feel good when you do all these things with your kids. Your body's going to perform more optimally because you're giving it good nutrients. And as moms, we need that because we need energy. We are on it like 24/7, 365. So you have got to have good energy if you're going to keep up. You want to be around for your kids. You want to be around for your grandkids as you get older. You want to be a good example for your kids. And ultimately, the lifestyle that we choose for ourselves is the ones that our kids just have to live with. And so in order to be fair to them, in order to set the best example for them, we have to take care of ourselves. You have to make sure that your kids feel like they won the lottery by living the lifestyle that you taught them. Make them feel like they won the lottery. And so as we're striving to be our best self, as you're investing in that little bit, knowing that it's not going to happen overnight, knowing that we don't just bounce back. I hate bounce back culture. I could go on a complete rant about that. Not being at your goal yet, despite all of that, not being at your goal yet is not something that should keep you from showing up for your children. And so you better believe that how I'm feeling right now, how you may be feeling right now, I can tell you that if Carter came up to me next weekend, if it was 80 degrees here, we've been getting some nice days for February, March. If it was 80 degrees next weekend and Carter came up to me and he said, "Mom, I want to get out the blow up pool." He doesn't talk that well yet, by the way, but you know, he would communicate it to me because as moms, we just have that good intuition of what our kid needs. But if he said, you know, he wanted to go swimming, he wanted to get out the blow up pool, play in the backyard, then I'd do it. I would invite over some friends who also have kids his age. We'd set up a play date. We'd soak up some good old vitamin D and we'd make it happen. And I would not let where my body's at right now keep me from that, keep him from that. I would chase him all over the yard. I will do the slip and slide. I will do whatever he wants to do in that moment in his time. That is his play time where he gets his mom showing up for him because that is what he's going to remember. Whether I played or not, whether I participated or not, whether I was present or not. And this is my reminder today for you all, as you approach these warmer days, as you start letting these thoughts creep in, is that when your kids look back on their lives, when they look back at their memories, they aren't going to remember what number your scale said that you were that day, that season, that year. They will not remember your jean size. They're not going to remember your body fat percentage or the fact that when you put on a pair of shorts, it exposed some of your cellulite. They're not going to remember how your love handles maybe, you know, hung out a little bit over your swimsuit or your jeans. And they won't even remember if you wore what type of swimsuit you wore, whether it was a bikini or a one piece. They're not going to remember that stuff. They don't care. I promise. They don't care. But what they will remember, I'll bet you $1 million. The things that your kids will remember, if you have older kids, have them look back at their memories. They will remember, did you play or not? Did you sit back on the sidelines or did you jump in the pool? Were you scrolling on your phone or was your phone nowhere to be found and you were just 100% engaged with them? Were you so miserably hot in that pair of pants because you just wouldn't wear the dang shorts? What did you say about your body? They will remember that. How'd you talk about their body, about your own body in front of them? Did you keep cussing the cellulite to the point where they're looking to see if they have cellulite themselves? Did you talk poorly about your love handles in front of them? And now we have a daughter, we have a son that's pinching their own love handles because mom did it. Mom acts like it's a really, really bad thing. Those are the things our kids are going to remember. Did we participate or not? Were we an active participant or not? Like, meaning, were you truly present? And how the heck are you speaking about yourself in front of your children? Because the last thing that they're thinking when we are those things, when we're present, when we're engaged, when we're speaking positively, the last thing that they're thinking about as they walk into that baseball stadium with mom and dad for a big game, as they play outside, as they see mom go down the slip and slide, the last thing they're thinking about is the things that you're thinking about, guaranteed, the way that you look. And this is where I talk about this often, but society has failed us. Society has convinced us to focus on all of the wrong things. When in reality, what matters most, what I talk about all the time here on the podcast, especially on the pep talks, is what matters most is how you show up, not what you look like, not what you are in comparison to every single other mom, not what you believe society says that you should be or should look like or how you should show up. What matters is that you do show up. And that is what I want you to keep in mind, is to keep showing up. And let all of those other investments you're making on the side to look better, to feel better, to have better energy, keep doing those things and let those be a byproduct of the work that you're putting in. But what really matters is that you show up, even if those things aren't perfect right now, and make memories with your kids. Don't let your kids look back and think that mom sat on the sidelines or mom was too embarrassed to participate, and make these fun memories. How cool would it be for your kids to look back one day and talk about that time that mom had a cannonball contest with them at the pool? Talk about that time that mom went down the slip and slide. Talk about that time that mom hit a home run and wiffle ball in the backyard and was racing everyone around the bases. Those memories, they will not forget, but give them those memories. Don't let what you look like or fear of being judged or society's expectations keep you from that, because that is not fair to you, mama, and that is not fair to your kids. And the reminder I'm going to give you before I leave today's pep talk is, mama, you're doing an amazing job. You're doing an amazing job. Put on the shorts, go have some fun, go make some memories, and we'll talk soon. If you loved this episode of Moms Working Overtime, do me a favor. Share it on social media or send it to another mom to remind her that you love her and that she's doing such an amazing job. There's nothing more incredible that we can do in this community than remind other mamas of their strength. I'm so glad you were here today, and just know that I appreciate you an overtime amount.